It's episode 222, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 222 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hope you're doing well today. It's good to be back behind the microphone at the Cruise Dudes Studio South. Yes, I'm actually one block south of Scott. Scott's not here today. We've been, this has been an interesting season in our lives. And we're going to be talking about that. This is a flashback episode, so I'll be explaining what that's all about, but it's so good to be here, and we're going to start the show right now. So, like, where have we been? Where's the Cruise Dudes? Why hasn't there been a new show? I see you've been dropping some shows, you know, here and there, but you and Scott are not together. What's going on? Hey, we're still together. He lives a block away. Yeah, we see each other. We talk to each other. But hey, listen, guys. It's been busy since I went on my cruise, and he went on his cruise. I went on a cruise, a media cruise for the Sun Princess, and that was a whirlwind, greatest time ever. And we haven't even discussed that yet on a show, and we're going to be doing that. In a couple of weeks, we're going to be getting back together and getting that. But I'll tell you, man, we've been really, really busy, and a lot of things have come along our path. And so what have we been doing? We've been cruising, of course, and Scott's been on the. He went to Galveston for Thanksgiving, and he did a Regal Princess cruise, and then he's been recently on Carnival Firenze, and I've been on the Sun Princess. And the Caribbean, I got to talk to you guys about that. And also Discovery Princess, I did my first New Year's cruise. So lots of things to be talking about on that. And actually, it's really kind of funny. After that cruise, which was on January 4th, we did a media event. Scott and I went to a media event on the Discovery Princess. I actually disembarked on that cruise. And sent my wife home and our family and our friends back to our home, and then I just walked over and waited for Scott to come, and we went back on board the Discovery Princess that day and did that media event. And if you go to our Instagram feed, you'll see our reel. That was the media event for Princess Cruises' 60th anniversary. And combined with collaborating with the Temptations and their 60th anniversary of the hit song My Girl. And it was really awesome to be there and watch the Temptations sing that iconic song. And oh my gosh, and this is a great start to Princess Cruises' 60th anniversary celebration this year. And more information is going to be coming out about that. We'll be sharing, of course, about it ourselves here on the upcoming shows and on our Instagram feed as well. So that's kind of cool. But what happened, what was crazy was happening out here, as you probably all have heard about it, was the Palisades fire, the Pacific Palisades fire. And that happened 3 days after we got back from the cruise. Now we live in Santa Monica, and the Pacific Palisades is about a mile and a half from our homes, and it was a terrible day. It was terrible. The 3 days there were just absolutely awful. And so I was driving home the first day. I left my office early, and as I was driving up the street, I could see the Santa Monica Mountains on fire, and I've been listening to the reports, and it was just awful. And the smoke, the wind was so terrible. It was so terrible. It was 80 to 100 miles per hour in the canyons in some of those areas. But in Santa Monica, they were just, it was carrying the smoke, and the city of Santa Monica was very concerned about embers. And so they had actually evacuation warning zones already established that night, the first night of the fires. And we were not in an evacuation zone, but we were pretty close. We were a block away from the evacuation warning zone. And that was kind of, you know, like we got ready and we made a decision because of all the smoke and the ash that was blowing around. We were coughing and sneezing, and we have animals, and they were kind of upset and agitated themselves. And so we decided to bug out. And that's what we did. We actually went down to stay with my son and my daughter-in-law down in Long Beach, about 30 miles away. And believe it or not, you could still smell the smoke down there. It was just so bad. Of course, this was an absolute tragedy. The Palisades fire, the Eaton fire, and I was talking with my sister and my brother-in-law, and we had counted between the two of us, our friends and families, we know approximately about 20 to 22 people and families that have lost their homes and lost their businesses. And it is absolutely devastating. It's devastation is just absolutely horrifying. And just horrible. But this is, and, you know, now the rains have come, and and the all the ash has been spread around our neighborhood and coming off the buildings, and it's on our cars, it's in our cars. We vacuum them all out and clean them and stuff like that. But the ash, it's just been, I was coughing like crazy, and I went to the doctor to get make sure I was okay, and it was just bad stuff. And so it was hard to do a podcast without me coughing. This is kind of like the first week I haven't been sneezing and coughing. So, oh boy, just really bad. But keep the Palisades, the people that have lost their lives, 24 people have lost their lives in the Palisades. I don't remember how many people have lost their lives in the Eaton fire, but there was a few. And just keep those families in your thoughts and prayers. And it's going to be a long time for recovery and restoration, and just a lot of hardship and work to be done in those areas. And our thoughts and prayers are with them. Getting back to the show, this is what I'm calling a flashback show, flashback to 2024, because it was so exciting and so many great things that were going on in the cruise industry and what we experienced. And I want to talk about and share the interviews I did on the Sun Princess. And so this is going to be, this show will have two interviews. The first interview is with actually the cruise content creators, people that you might know and that were there. And we had some time to wait for our embarkation. And so I took that time and opportunity to gather Don from Eat Sleep Cruise, Sherry from Cruise Tips TV, Doug from Cruise Radio, Ilana from Lifewell Cruise, and JT from Cruising with JT. And we got together and we shared our expectations and what we were looking forward to seeing and doing and experiencing and eating and all those types of things on this media event cruise. And that's the first interview. That was really fun to do. My gosh, I don't know if we're going to be able to have that kind of group of people gathered together all once again, but definitely was a great time to do that. And I'm so glad that they were able to participate. And then my second interview on the show is with the cruise director, Corinne Steele. And she shares some of the best things you can do, some of the things you should not miss, and some of the things you should eat on the Sun Princess. And she is a spitball of fire. She is full of energy. She is vivacious, and she is such a fun person to interview. And I'm so glad that she took the time to share her experiences and her thoughts. And I hope some of you take some of those ideas and do those things when you travel and travel and sail on the Sun Princess. So anyway, let's get going on these interviews. This is our, like I said, flashback 2024, and we'll have some more interviews coming up in the near future for you and on upcoming episodes. So here we go.
All right, here we go. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cruise Dudes podcast. I'm here with cruise content creators from around the United States, maybe even around the world.
Canada.
Wow, that's wonderful, wonderful. So let's go around and introduce each other. Say hello.
Hi, I'm Don from Eat Sleep Cruise.
Awesome.
Hello, Sherry from CruiseTipsTV.com.
Doug Parker, Cruise Radio.
Hi, I'm Ilana from Life Well Cruised.
I'm JT with Cruising with JT.
All right, and we're here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and we're here to board the Sun Princess to travel. We're all on a media cruise, and we're kind of like pre-gaming this cruise right now. Here, all here together. Princess has brought us in, and we're so excited about this cruise. And we have four of us here. Not including me, but four of us, Don, Sherry, Doug, and Ilana. Did I say your name correctly?
Ilana,
okay, excuse me.
Close.
Okay, good, good. Have been on the ship. So tell me, Don,
Yes. What
can we expect?
What can we expect from the ship? So Let's see. Sun Princess has some great dining. That's one thing I'm looking forward to. Oh, so some great dining, some new entertainment, and some different venues that don't exist on any other Princess Cruises ship.
That's awesome. Sherry, what do you think?
Well, I think that it's a wonderful ship. Princess has really reimagined this ship, so you're going to have a very different piazza. You're going to have things in slightly different locations. So for a seasoned Princess cruiser, the ship may feel a little bit different. But like Don mentioned, lots of new dining concepts and a real beautiful focus on the exterior. So she's called Sun Princess for a reason, because there's a lot of outdoor focus.
Excellent, excellent. Doug, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm excited to see, like, they changed a lot of things since I was on it over the summertime, or I guess springtime. They changed, like, Chef's Rudy's venue. They changed the Crown Grill and a couple other venues around the ship. I'm curious to see how passengers will behave with the new changes and if it'll bring more people to, say, the Crown Grill or what have you.
Right, right. How about you?
So I am super excited to get back on Sun Princess. When we sailed in March, it was very exciting to see the ship and experience it. But now we're going to have a chance to see it after it has been sailing for 6 months. I've heard amazing things about the entertainment. I'm excited to see that. And I'm really just excited to experience the cruise ship again and get into those gorgeous cabins. These are my absolute favorite Princess cabins yet.
Awesome, awesome. Now, JT, you haven't been on the cruise ship before.
Right.
What are you expecting to experience?
You know, I've been on the Royal Princess and Discovery Princess, the Royal class of ships, and everything I've heard about this Sun Princess Sphere class of ships has just blown me away. I think things I'm most looking forward to is some of the new venues, like, and the experiences, like
right.
The dome, the arena, the more lit up piazza.
Right.
Right, and then also the new dining experience as well, and the magic, the Spellbound Magic Castle,
yes.
The Love by Brito, right? So some of the things, and of course just like, you know, how the layout of the buffet, the new eateries on board on the pool deck, and just to see how that experience compares to their Royal class of ships. So I'm super excited for that.
You know, you mentioned food, and there are over 30 eateries and bars on board the ship. You mentioned Horizons. Horizons now like a dual level experience, and also it has floor to ceiling windows where the sun comes in, really bright and airy. And I'm just looking forward to seeing a new design on that ship, because you know there's certain, you know, sometimes ships have cookie cutters, become cookie cutters, and it's nice to see something fresh and new. And it's, your old favorites are there, like International Cafe and everything, like Good Spirits at Sea and things like that. But you know what? We're in a place where it's been reimagined. You know, it's been Doug, what do you think?
I was going to say, just to what JT was saying about Magic Castle, like Sherry and I had a chance to go check it out in LA with Princess back in January, and I had no clue what it was before then. I was like, okay, I'm flying to LA for a magic show for the night. What is this about? And we got there and started going through like the secret bookcase to go in and all this, and then the magic shows, the drinks and everything, and then I was like, this is pretty damn cool. And then we are 5 months later, go over to the ship itself, and we got to go into it and watch it. It was just crazy to see, like, if you're a Magic fan and know about Magic Castle, like, what it looks like in LA and what it looks like on the ship is almost replica. And you could tell that, like the owners were in charge of the branding and control, because everything is almost identical. Yeah, actually, I will say this. You might feel the same way, or actually, I don't know if you were in LA or not, but it made me, I didn't feel like I was on a ship at all. Like, it felt like I was in a room on land somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Very cool. Yeah, when I was growing up, I used to go to the Magic Castle. I had friends that were members, and it was just one of those unique experiences. You know, it's the clubhouse for magicians around the world. It's kind of Bill and Milt Larson, the founders of it, brothers. They have made a brand that has gotten international attention all over the world. And I used to go to magic shows in the theaters that they were in Los Angeles, the old theaters, and it was just so amazing. But then when I went to the Magic Castle, it was a more intimate experience, and I got to meet the magicians, and it just was a really amazing time. And I remember Irma, the ghost piano player there, and I understand that they have, I believe it's her sister, I believe Isabella, right? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to all those different types of things.
I want to say one thing. I think of all the cool experiences that we're going to have in the next few days, I think the number one thing I'm most looking forward to is the Spellbound Magic Castle, because this is one of those like upscale experiences. You have to look amazing. It's going to be an awesome experience. So I would say that, and that's funny because that's like the last thing I'm doing on the last night, but I'm excited for it. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things about the Magic Castle experience is that the magicians there are from the Magic Castle. There's not somebody that they went to get from, you know, a talent agency. This is actual magicians who train, and that's their experience. Don, tell me about food.
Well, we've talked a lot about food, but I mean, it is Eat Sleep Crew, so I can talk about food all day long. I think, you like that?
Yeah.
I worked that one in there.
Slick.
Well, but anyway, no. I think Doug hit the nail on the head with the dining. Is that when we were on there back in March, several restaurants were in different locations. So now that they've moved these restaurants around, we want to see how does that change the meal? Does it enhance it because the setting is different? Did they change the decorations? Because they were all restaurants, but they kind of shuffled them around like a deck of cards. Yeah. And I'm really interested to see that. And then the one restaurant that wasn't open, Love by Brito, I think someone else mentioned that. I'm getting to experience that. I'm looking forward to, because that's one venue we didn't get to try. And it's a very unique partnership, I think, with like an artist and then chefs and then the location on the ship. It's aft. You overlook the wake. It's a different experience that you don't normally find in a specialty restaurant. So excited for that dining, but all the other complimentary dining, because that is a specialty restaurant. The pizza, all the other eats they have around the ship. There's just so much, and only so much time, but 3 days.
Absolutely, absolutely. Tell me, what is? Are you excited about the Butcher's Block? Do you know about that experience?
So we had a chance to experience Butcher's Block by Dario the last time we were on the ship. It was absolutely delicious. And but you know what? One of the things that I liked most was the wine. That it is it is exclusive to that restaurant. Really good. The presentation, so interesting. The meat was really phenomenal. I do have to say that my son Ethan and my husband Frank, really, they are meat eaters. They absolutely loved it. I eat meat as well. But anyway, nevertheless, fabulous restaurant. Definitely looking forward to going back there. But like Dawn, I am really looking forward to Love by Brito. I think I'm going to like that one. And I love Brito's art, and I love the collaboration between Rudy Soderman and Brito for this restaurant. That's awesome. I heard it's amazing.
What are your thoughts about Butcher's Block?
I liked Butcher's Block. Now, I do like red meat, but I don't love raw meat or anything. And they did start with kind of a carpaccio that I wasn't a super fan of. So I think I got a little beefed out by the end of Butcher's Block. But I am curious to see what the new location looks like. I'm more of a fan of Rudy's Seagirl. I love seafood. And I was pretty astounded by the portion sizes at Rudy's. It was very generous. It was kind of like fun too. Like if you got a soup or something, it was served in a giant crab with a big crab lid on it. So to me, I'm a Rudy's fan. I'm excited to try it again in its new location.
That's awesome.
I want to say that, like, we're all talking about specialty dining and stuff, but even like Alfredo's is so good. And if you have like the Princess Plus or Premier, I believe you get to eat there without having to pay the $8 for the pie.
Right.
But like, it's like my go-to when I come back from an excursion, or even like it just bored. Like, let's just go to Alfredo's, and we did it like 3 times in 5 days over the summertime.
That's great.
And it's just it's a really solid, and I think they won like best pizza at sea.
They always do.
So excellent.
You know, there's a new collaboration with Alfredo's, and that's, I believe, Tony
Giannotti.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for the pronunciation. And he's the owner of Tony's in San Francisco. Probably more well known for his restaurant in Las Vegas, Pizza Rock. Have you guys tried Pizza Rock?
Not yet.
Okay,
well, going to though.
You got to go try that one. But I'm excited about him having his collaboration with Princess, because if you've ever seen him on the Food Channel, he's a 13-time world champion on for pizza. And so I'm expecting some amazing pizza pies on board, and we get to test drive some of his pizzas, or test eat, right? Now, I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
All right. Why do cruisers love pizza?
Because it's like, it hits the spot, like no matter time of day. Right, like, and I know Alfredo's, like, as Doug was mentioning, is, you know, they won awards for like best pizza at sea. So this is more like kind of higher quality than like, you know, like your slice by the pool deck or something like that. But Alfredo is just, like you mentioned, it's a great restaurant. I go there every Princess cruise I've been on. Right, but just, it's pizza. Who doesn't like pizza, right? So
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're gonna be boarding the ship in about 1 hour. So please share who you are and how people can find you on the internet.
So I'm Don from Eat Sleep Cruise at Eat Sleep Cruise, essentially everywhere. YouTube, eatsleepcruise.com, all social handles.
Awesome.
Yep.
Sherry
Cruise Tips TV, Cruise Tips TV everywhere. No spaces in between the cruise, the tips, and the TV.
Awesome.
And I'm Doug Parker. I'm with Cruise Radio. I also have Cruise News Today, both of them.com.
Awesome.
So you can find me, Ilana, from Life While Cruised on YouTube at Life While Cruised, and also at lifewhilecruised.com, and of course on all socials at Life While Cruised.
Awesome.
And just like my friends here, Cruising with JT on YouTube, that's my brand, Instagram, Facebook, website, cruisingwithjt.com.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone,
for having us.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Come
book
in here.
Book that cruise, people. Book that cruise.
Yeah, book it. Book it.
You know, it's funny. Like, I haven't even been on the ship yet, but I was so, like, excited for it. I started watching all these videos, our friends' videos here. And
we got the OGs here. We got Doug Parker.
This ship, right? And then, like, you know, there's no day like cruise day. Let's see, right? No matter how many times you've been on a ship, the first day, there's that excitement, and I can't wait.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's weird seeing you without Scott, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I left him at home.
Man. Well, tell him we said hello.
I will definitely do that. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for coming here and sharing your thoughts. And thank you. And let's get a picture, okay?
Sure.
All right, take care. All right, everyone. Until next time, keep on cruising. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here with Corinne Steele, the cruise director of the beautiful, the stunning, the spectacular Sun Princess.
Yes, our next level love boat. And welcome on board, Tommy. It's great to have you here.
It's great to have you on the Cruise Dudes podcast. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I want to know, can you please share with us a little bit about yourself and your journey to becoming the cruise director of the spectacular Sun Princess?
Well, it's been a journey. I joined Princess about 5 years ago as an assistant cruise director on the Crown Princess, and then became cruise director just after 2020. It's been a journey. I was on the Grand Princess, and I actually spoke to the podcast when I was cruise director on the Royal Princess
yes.
in Alaska. I just had a great time there, and I was very lucky that about a year before the launch, I got a random call from someone that said, can we have a catch-up? I thought, I'm either being fired, or maybe I've done something good. Who knows? Who knows? And they said, would you like to be part of the inaugural team of Sun Princess? It was the best call of my career.
Oh my gosh, I bet that day was a day of celebration.
It was. I remember it. I was in Victoria, Canada, and I went to the Empress for afternoon tea with yes. some guests, and I said to them, this could be my last day because I have a call when I go back. They shared the news with me, but then I had to keep it quiet for a little while all the kind of cogs came to place. And then finally, about September last year, I got to say that I was coming here, and then the journey began.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I bet your parents were so excited as well.
Yes, and they got to visit for the day when we debuted in Southampton. So they saw our ship, and I think they couldn't quite believe how different it was to, you know, when they've sailed with me before.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So what is a typical day for you like on the Sun Princess?
Well, Sun Princess is a little bit different because we have so much going on all of the time. I mean, and especially during these events and the naming ceremony, things have looked a little different. But normally my day starts bright and early in the morning and we film the wake show. That's our daily show. And we've kind of changed it up a bit. Now we have our pillars of Princess. So we talk vibe, we talk palette, we talk explore. Then I'll normally go host something in the piazza, officers versus guests. We get very competitive. Then in the afternoon, it might be deal or no deal, a big game show. Then every cruise director will tell me you have to take a nap in the afternoon. So every cruise director's day has a nap in it. And then we look to the evening on a formal night, two shows, probably a production show, Effervescence, which is our newly imagined champagne waterfall. Mm-hmm. And then normally we party late night, whether it be a silent disco, live music with the band, or Club Twilight in our dome. So 8 a.m. start, maybe bed at midnight, something like that.
Okay. Sounds like a really busy schedule, but you love it. And I can see the passion in your voice and just the expressions in your face. So you have sailed the Mediterranean during the Sun Princess's inaugural season. What was your favorite port stop and what did you experience?
Oh, now I love the Mediterranean because I love food more than anything. We visited lots of stops in Italy, in Greece, but I'm going to say my favorite stop was Istanbul, Turkey, actually. It is a city full of fusion, full of great food and history. They have the mosques there. You can go to the market. And the terminal is brand new. You kind of have this old world meets new world. And just forever, I think I will remember some of the Turkish food that I ate this summer.
That's great. What's your favorite Turkish food?
Probably a kebab. Delicious mixed meat with hummus and falafel and all that kind of stuff. It's the perfect way to kind of start your afternoon.
I agree. I agree 100%. So, we all like to eat. I kind of let you draw the end in here. We all like to eat. Do you have a few favorite places and menu items you would like to recommend aboard the Sun Princess?
Oh, now that is very, very tricky. Okay, I'm going to go for a couple of things. The surf and turf, or the land and sea at the Catch by Rudy. It is the most delicious steak, plus lobster, plus all of these wonderful vegetables. I had it just 2 days ago, so it's in my mind. And our teppanyaki restaurant now, which is like dinner and a show. So my world of entertainment kind of meets the world of food and beverage. You can have like egg thrown at you and you've got to catch it in your mouth. There's steak, there's rice, there's all these amazing things. So I think that as an experience maybe rather than a dish. And then I'm going to have to choose, and this is not anything too fancy, the tiramisu you'd find in our buffet. It is the best tiramisu you'd ever find out there.
Very good, very good. You know, no one's going to go hungry on the ship. There's 30 venues and bars, mm-hmm. and you'll find something that you'll like and you'll love.
Yes.
I discovered the butter almond cake last night in International Cafe.
I got to stay away from the International Cafe. Otherwise, I would eat and eat and eat 24 hours a day this food available, right?
Right. Absolutely. So, finally, what are three things that cruisers should not miss on the Sun Princess?
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to try and not be too biased and go all entertainment. I am going to say, firstly, Viva La Musica, our brand new production show created by Liz Imperio. She choreographed for J-Lo, for Ricky Martin, for Gloria Estefan, and the show is totally immersive and not only has our singers and dancers, but a ballroom couple who are part of that. I'm going to say number two is Dinner at Love by Brito.
Yes.
A gorgeous venue with breathtaking views, great drinks, great food, 10 out of 10. If you are in love, you should go. If you're not in love, you should find somebody on the love boat to go with, for sure. And then number three, I'm going to probably say our silent disco. Grab a set of headphones. If you've never done a silent disco before.
I've never done one.
I mean, you're missing out. There's two DJs and you have two channels on your headphones, but nobody apart from the people with the headphones can hear the music. So it's the weirdest thing to watch, but it is the funnest thing to take part of. And we do it various times throughout the cruise.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Corinne, I really thank you for the time and the effort to sit down and talk with me about the beautiful, phenomenal Sun Princess. We have had a wonderful time here. The other media people and we're just blown away. It's just a phenomenal ship, and it's so beautiful. It's Princess Love Boat, but it's more.
It's next level.
Next level. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and it's great to finally share her with, you know, the United States, with North America. We've had our Mediterranean, we debuted in the UK, but now it almost feels like we brought her home to Fort Lauderdale.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I hope we can have you again back on the podcast for more.
Yeah,
more.
Yes, I hope so too.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.